welcome in. Look, we got a chance for a little all-ball podcast here. I wanted to promote that we have Jerry Castillo is going to join us. He's running this three-on-three event in Vegas. And it's interesting, you know, like you can run different types of bubbles and get away with it. Right? You just can. And obviously, this three-on-three event with all former NBA players is a perfect example of that. We got NBA basketball being played in some form or fashion. I think the biggest news is Domantas Sabonis hurts his foot, leaves quarantine. You've had other players like Zion Williamson leave quarantine, but he's expected to return. The Lakers, you know, the interesting part about the Lakers is that, and we're still really, really early. They just had one televised scrimmage. They'll start playing next week. They got 8 games. So you got probably about 10 to 12 games to get him going. But the key to the Lakers to winning a championship, I believe, is Kyle Kuzma. You are going to have to get Kyle Kuzma going. The thought was coming into the season that between LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kyle Kuzma, that was 70 points. You start out with 70 points and you just find the rest of the points for a night. LeBron has been good or better than advertised. Anthony Davis the same. And Kyle Kuzma has been far worse than anyone could have hoped early on in his career. And while we may hope that he gets better, at some point we got to call it for what it is. Kuzma just does not look right. Now, there's two different elements to it. One, it's the idea of playing in a true LeBron scheme or playing in the scheme that's built around LeBron and Anthony Davis. And two, and maybe this is the more important thing, the expression in basketball is every bad team has a leading scorer. Like, we do this thing where we look at final box or even plus minus, and we look at, like, well, we scored 29-30 a game. Well, like, somebody had to, because as much as the other team scored, you got the ball equal number of times, barring turnovers, offensive rebounds, whatever. So Kyle Kuzma's early success in the NBA paralleled to the fact that the Lakers didn't beat anybody. I'm not saying he's Evan Turner. Evan Turner was a great college player. Was a good NBA player on, I think, the Sixers when they were terrible. He comes over, remember, to the Pacers in the playoffs, I think it was? And, you know, they struggled to find the right minutes for him. And the reason is every bad team has a leading scorer. And that's where Kuzma is. Because as effective as Kuzma appeared to be, as hopeful as the Lakers were about Kuzma, Kuzma is better on Instagram as a model than he is as the third leading scorer for the LA Lakers. Now, look, that can change. But if you watched how kind of sloppy and clunky he looked in their first exhibition game leading up to the restart of the NBA season, you'd probably have the same belief that, like, man, he just doesn't look right. It's almost like he needs a whole offseason of work in order to figure out, get back to who he was. And though he had lengthwise an offseason, he clearly didn't either do the work or have the ability to do the work because of quarantine. But if Kuzma gets it going, the Lakers could get right back in there in terms of being a favorite. As of now, I think that the Clippers are the favorite, although, you know, no Montrezl Harrell for right now. But they have so much depth. They have Kawhi and Paul George, and they're fully healthy. I don't know how you couldn't pick the Clippers to be the favorite in the West. In the East, you'd pick the Milwaukee Bucks. And then you look at the Celtics, and the Celtics, you know, Kemba's gimpy knee is a problem. And you would guess with the proximity of games to one another that it's going to continue to be a problem. But they do have Jaylen Brown. They do have Jason Tatum. They do have Kemba Walker. Of course, they have Brad Stevens. They have the ability to play, you know, to really, really spread you out. And as you may have heard in our last all-ball podcast, Brad Stevens, widely regarded as an elite basketball mind. Amir Johnson, join us if you missed that podcast. Download it, listen to it, subscribe to it. And he had a really interesting perspective on playing for Brad, a guy who didn't know him at all from Adam and grew to really, really respect Brad Stevens. If you want to listen to the Doug Gottlieb Show, just a little note, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 through Pacific, every single day on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Let's work in Jerry Castillo. He's running this tournament. It's in Las Vegas. Take me through the quarantine process for your guys. You have 6 teams, 4 guys in a team, and you have the coaches. What's quarantining in Vegas been like for you?
Well, for me, the biggest part is that we're in a hotel with no casino. you know, that doesn't sound like Vegas to a lot of people, but I will say that the food's been great, and certainly the weather has been 110 every day, so it's hard to forget that you're in Vegas because of that. But, you know, it's really been incredible that the guys have kind of really banded together as a group. You know, we get on our buses, we go to our COVID tests, we've got two already. Everyone getting cleared. I know it's like, you know, back in the day getting a test and you're worried about, you know, I don't want to put a label on it, but whatever test you're nervous is going to go well or not go well. Certainly we see what's going on out there in the country. But we've been very fortunate to keep our guys safe and healthy. We got five guys on each roster. So, you know, everyone's been able to get good minutes out there on the court. And so far, from what I'm hearing, and again, I can't really speak. I have to listen to what people say. The product has been good. You know, the basketball's been good. Games have been one-possession games, only a couple of blowouts. There was one the other night because, you know, Mario Chalmers went off of 50, and he didn't just go off of 50 like in a summer league game. There were guys that draped all over him. You know, guys were shaking their head. What do I got to do to stop this guy? So Amir Johnson's in the league, who was just on the Sixers roster a few months ago. So the competition's strong. The guys are taking it very seriously. And all things considered, it's been pretty good.
How can somebody watch it?
Well, the best way is to order it via your cable provider. It's on pay-per-view. So if you have Dish or DirecTV, if you have in-demand, just order right off your remote. The Fight app, F-I-T-E, they've also been offering a package. And, of course, one of the more exciting events that's coming up, which I'm really proud of, is we'll be able to get some WNBA stars who either opted out of the bubble situation at IMG or are, you know, just women who, just like the men, have a lot left and we're playing overseas. And we've put together this men versus women's game on the 28th, its own individual event on pay-per-view. And very, very proud and excited that that's come to fruition.
All right, so men versus women, 3-on-3? I mean, or is it 5-on-5?
Yeah, so that's going full. We got Cynthia Cooper, Hall of Famer, has come on as the head coach. We have Imani McGee, who's the younger sister of JaVale McGee. Vicky Baugh, who won a national championship at Tennessee. Tiffany Hayes, who won two national championships at UConn, won her first 100 of 101 college games. We have Kayla Davis, who's the daughter of NBA PA exec, or former NBA exec and All-Star Antonio Davis. So we really got a nice collection of women. And, of course, you know, the men, you have Mario Chalmers and Nate Robinson and you know, Robert Height, Mike Taylor, who scored 42, used to play for the Clippers and had a great couple of games here. And they're being coached by Mike Bibby. So the event is a good one. And hopefully people will buy it and watch a great event.
All right. Last thing, Jerry. How hard is it to keep guys in? You don't have, like, a true bubble, right? They're kind of on their honor. You're supposed to stay in the hotel. As a guy who's running an event and you have to have these guys who do test mid-event stay negative, how difficult is that as a proposition?
Well, I got to say, you know, we've had as true a bubble as can be without, you know, putting up bars and windows around everybody. I mean, even the NBA, which is $1 billion, multi-billion dollar, can only do so much with grown men. So I have to say that all things considered, I was heavily concerned that this could be a free-for-all out here and people were going to be saying one thing and doing another. But I got to say, for the most part, you know, everyone has really adhered to it. We actually had a comedian, Alonzo Bowden, come in. We've done our best to entertain the guys, to not give them reason to go out. We've paid them by check, so they got no cash to go gamble. So for the most part, It's been pretty good, and as far as the health and safety, you know, we really have spared no expense. We've transported these men in 55-person buses to even adhere to social distancing on the bus, and as what can be done is being done. Even though we're not a billion-dollar entity, we've taken no shortcuts.
Jerry, great stuff, man. It's a great tournament. It's a good watch. Remember, you can call your cable provider or go to their website and buy it on pay-per-view. And, of course, you have the men versus women upcoming next week. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us in the All Ball Podcast.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Doug.
All right. My thanks to Jerry. That was great to have him on. Reminder, the Doug Gottlieb Show is daily, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. And also a reminder, you can download this podcast. You can review it. If you post a review, that helps us out. And then you subscribe to it, download it, and rate it. All those things are good. Last thing is this. Ben Simmons is starting to take and make jump shots. And look, when you lack confidence in what you do, when you're on that stage and guys play way off you, I always found like it was harder to just step up and knock them down. But you have to take them and be willing to miss them, which so far, very early on in Orlando, he's been willing to do. He does not have to be a great shooter. He does not have to. He just has to keep you honest. And what's fascinating about Ben Simmons, it's like so quickly we forget, you know, how bad a three-point shooter Jason Kidd was early on. The percentages kind of belie it, right? Because in his second year in Dallas, he shot 33%, but people would leave him wide open. He shot 40% from the field. But slowly but surely, Jason Kidd got to where he could make open threes. And I think when he finished, he was eighth all-time in three-pointers made. That's Jason Kidd, that's Jason without a J. You get to that third year, you get to about 22 years old, which, by the way, that's when Jason Kidd, like, that's where Ben Simmons is now. He's not old. He's only been in the league a couple years. I mean, go look at Michael Jordan, at Magic Johnson, at, probably the best guy to look at if you're trying to look at Ben Simmons. Lamar Odom's a really good comp. And Lamar Odom, you know, his first couple years in the league, very much up and down. By his third year in the league, he'd figured it out. And he started to become a 30% three-point shooter. The big thing for Ben Simmons is he has to take them. I don't mind them playing him at power forward, especially you rebound, you get it, you run. And then he can even be their small ball five at times. He's that big. He's that dynamic when they take Joel Embiid out. But he has to, if I'm Brett Brown and Ben Simmons in these early scrimmages or in the games turns down a wide open three where he's in rhythm and in range, I take him out. I make it so that he's programmed to take him and make him. Be willing to miss him. Because Ben's biggest problem is he's actually super, super smart as a basketball player, really smart. And he knows the percentages, and he's always been like, why would I take a shot that I'm not going to make when I can take shots that I can shoot 60% on or get fouled on? The difference is, though, it opens up the court for everything else he does and everything else everybody else wants to do. All right, keep an eye on Kuzma. I think he's the key for the Lakers. Keep an eye on Ben Simmons. He's the key for the Sixers. Obviously, Kemba's knee is problematic for the Celtics, who are an outside threat. And then for the Clippers, what happens with Montrezl Harrell? That's probably the biggest key there, because if there's one place that they're light, and I know that adding Marcus Morris helps them, it would be inside in terms of interior defense, interior intensity, and there's a guy that plays crazy hard and is a rim runner and roller for everything they do offensively. Hey, hope you enjoyed this little shorty version of All Ball. Back next week with a whole bunch more. I'm Doug Gottlieb, and this is All Ball.